From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on last year's U.S. election, a probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. He's been looking into allegations the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win the presidential election. Mueller is also examining the possibility the president may have tried to interfere with the Russia investigation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the president's spokesperson.
Our position hasn't changed since day one, and I think we are seeing now that if there was any collusion with Russia, it was between the DNC and the Clintons and certainly not our campaign.
Probes also looking into possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. A U.S. service member has been killed, six others wounded in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan's Logar province. NATO's Resolute Support Mission office said the crash was not the result of enemy action. United States and South Korean defense leaders say they have military options and enough countermeasures to respond to the accelerating threats by North Korea. Speaking to reporters in Seoul, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his regime threaten peace and stability of South Korea.
Our combined effort is to deter that sort of threat or to have military options, many different military options, that would realistically reduce that threat as low as possible. And yes, we do have those options.
At that same news conference, South Korean Defense Minister Song Young-moo said the U.S.-Korean alliance would forcefully respond to North Korea's provocation if it in fact came to that. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.